Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Were there any of those TV show themes that you didn't recognize? On Monday, we had New York Magazine's TV critic, Matt Zollersites, on the show to reveal the winners of the magazine's best TV show bracket. The Wire came out on top over The Sopranos in the critics' bracket. The category was best TV drama of the last 25 years. And Breaking Bad won over second place Buffy the Vampire Slayer when readers voted. And at the very end of that conversation, Matt and I touched briefly on the idea that television now may be better than it has ever been after a caller said he no longer watches. He's given up on television so bad. So that got us thinking about a follow-up. Is television better than it has ever been? And is it, year after year, always the best? Callers, we have just a few minutes for you to weigh in on this. 212-433-WNYC 433-9692. And with me now is Bob Thompson, director of the Center for the Study of Popular Television and professor of television and popular culture at Syracuse University, author of Television in the Antenna Age. Professor Thompson, always great to have you on the show. Welcome back.
Thank you for having me.
Let's start by setting our parameters here. How would you define best or better television if you were creating a ranking system?
Well, you would have to make that definition. I think what most people are talking about here is television that's being judged by the same criteria that we judge movies and literature and serious arts kinds of things. I mean, you could make an argument that sometimes after a long day's work, a rerun of Chips is the best television out there. And television is very good at doing that kind of escapist stuff. But I think what we're talking about here is best by kind of old school literary standards. And if that's the case, there is more really horrible television on now than there's ever been before. But there's also more really, really good television on this than ever before. And if anybody is still thinking that TV can't do serious art, they're simply not watching television.
You also wrote a book called Television's Second Golden Age. But it's not about the present programming. It's because traditionally the golden age of television was in the 50s. So what were these first and second golden ages according to you?
Right. Well, the first one that everybody referred to as the golden age of television was when TV was still live. It was in New York. It was theatrical-based as opposed to film-based, and it was doing a lot of adaptations of Shakespeare and original dramas and all the rest of it. I didn't write in that book about today's programming because that book was published in 1996,
uh-huh.
But I think we are still in. I called the second golden age of television starting with Hill Street Blues in January of 1981, and while that book winds down in 96 when it gets published, I believe we are still in that second golden age that starts in 81. And there's two things that I think make this possible. Number one was the start of cable television, which means a show could become successful with a smaller audience than ever before. Mad Men can be made and can continue to get renewed with anywhere from 2 to 3.5 million viewers. That would have gotten it canceled before cable. So cable makes it possible for more upscale, high pedigree stuff to stay on the air with what by old network standards would be tiny audiences. The second thing was the VCR, and now, of course, the DVD, which allowed you for the first time to record programs and watch them over. And when people are making things that you can scrutinize, like a poem or a novel, and take it off the shelf and look at it again, that sets a whole different dynamic up. The second golden age starts, of course, with network TV, and then cable TV starts picking it up, the HBOs, the FXs, and the AMCs, and, of course, that's where all the excitement is now.
And when you wrote that book, there was no The Wire yet, there was no Sopranos yet, and some of the others, especially on HBO, that we consider some of the best of the best. James in Manhattan, was the original caller who started the conversation that caused this follow-up, and he is calling in to follow up. Hi, James.
How are you, Ryan?
Good.
I wanted to follow up by saying what I meant on Monday was that the vast majority of TV programming, I believe, is junk and a waste of time and contributes to a lot of our current social problems. But the problem is that we have so much more TV, as your guest pointed out today, that even if 98% of it is junk, that still leaves too much good TV to be watched. I mean, the fact that when they say that the average American is watching 4, 5, and 6 hours a day of television explains, in my book, the reason why most voters don't know who their United States senator is.
So when you say you gave up your television, that you don't care if they're watching The Wire or if they're watching some junk, because if they're watching too much, then they're becoming disengaged as citizens.
Right. That's part of the problem. They're not voting intelligently. Their kids are not doing well in school. I mean, we have a situation where 2 out of 3 American high school kids can't read at the high school level.
And then, Janet, I'm going to leave it there. Forgive me. And I appreciate you following up and clarifying and deepening your argument. I want to get a couple of other voices on before we run out of time. Andrew in Hoboken, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
I would argue that classic television is the best. I mean, I've just actually recently discovered the TV show Hazel from the 1960s, and although it's a bit cheesy, that scripted sitcom format I think is just so much more appealing than the sort of faux reality TV show type office that we have today. I don't know, it's more appealing to me.
You'll take My Mother the Car over The Office?
I mean, maybe not My Mother the Car. Come on, I mean, but as
Hazel
and Maude, I mean, if you watch Maude, it's like
theater.
A classic and precious.
Sorry, go ahead, Professor Thompson.
I said Hazel makes My Mother the Car look like Masterpiece Theater.
Sorry,
the other way around. One has to make a differentiation between these cheesy things. Some of these cheesy old shows were really, really brilliant.
I don't know Hazel. Was it brilliant?
Not to the extent that the Dick Van Dyke Show or the Andy Griffith Show was, but it was appealing in the way that a bestseller would be appealing, as opposed to reading James Joyce's Ulysses. Hazel is to The Wire what a good, delicious bestseller is to Moby Dick. One is a real pleasure to consume. One is kind of tough but brilliant.
Sam on Staten Island, you're on WNYC. Hi, best TV ever these days?
There are occasional flashes of brilliance, things like Fringe or The Walking Dead, but the problem is they aren't around long enough to develop a following. Two shows, Cheers and Married with Children, both were on the verge of cancellation. It took about 2 years for them to develop a following and higher ratings, and now they're in syndication everywhere. People are making money hand over fist.
Thank you. And now, and forgive me, I'm going to leave it there. Now there's the debate over Luck being canceled. And I don't know if you want to get into it in a soundbite, Professor Thompson, about the relationship between canceling and first run and making money in syndication and quality.
Well, now you can, in fact, get renewed with a lot fewer numbers than you used to. In fact, one of the things that the caller mentioned, Walking Dead, is not being canceled. It's getting renewed. It got 9 million people on its final episode. So what's interesting is that we now have, with basic cable and pay cable, situations where you don't need to get these huge audiences to get renewed and to get a lot of attention. Mad Men has a comparatively small audience.
And I'm sorry to say, we have to leave it there with Robert Thompson from the University of Syracuse TV expert. Thank you very much. We'll talk again. Thanks to all of you for all your calls. Hope this is the best radio ever. And I hope one of you wins that Mega Millions lottery. Have a great weekend.